Snake enthusiasts like Ty Davis view their pet reptiles like their children.
Rainbow boas, Brazilians, have lots of iridescence. So like, you know, all the blues, oranges, and different little colors that are in that pattern. So you see all these little rainbows, you know, through their scales. It's really cool.
Now, a pending set of state rules threaten to restrict which species breeders and pet owners can legally own. In 2008, the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission created a set of rules known as the Conditional Species List for the possession, breeding, and sale of certain invasive reptiles. The agency was mostly targeting exotic snakes. A dozen years later, the commission is trying to tighten the regulations by banning licensed reptile keepers from owning them entirely. Chance Chick owns Gator City Reptiles in Gainesville. He predicts the rules will actually inflict more harm.
If you ban them, it de-incentivizes the private industry to remove them from the wild. My industry is the biggest remover of invasive species from the state of Florida by a landslide. And if you de-incentivize that entire industry by banning them, all you're doing is inviting those populations to boom again as well.
The commission cited escapes and releases of invasive reptiles as a source of their spread in Florida's wild. But Chick argues otherwise.
If you're a breeder, it is very non-incentivized to let your animal go, especially if it carries genetics that could be worth thousands and thousands of dollars.
So does Phil Goss, who is the president of a national advocacy organization for reptile owners called the United States Association of Reptile Keepers.
Certainly, unfortunately, there are random escapes or releases of pets, but those aren't going to establish colonies or, you know, invasive breeding populations.
Among the rule proposals is a new requirement that all licensed reptile keepers must operate out of a public facility. That's a problem for people like Silas Harrington, who's known locally as the Ybor City Snake Man.
I can't afford $4,000 or $5,000 storefront to continue my rescue. I can't do that.
Harrington and the majority of other callers at a series of public workshops hosted by the state this fall say they feel punished for following the existing rules for a decade. 6 of the 10 invasive species on the list have been kept in strict captivity and aren't found in Florida's wild. Harrington's worried.
You're trying to punish people who have done successful work with you guys for the last 10 years. It just doesn't make any sense.
The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission plans to vote on the draft rules for a second time at its December commission meeting. In the meantime, owners of invasive reptiles are left holding their breath. Chance Chick at Gator City Reptiles isn't sure what to expect.
I don't know what the future holds, to be quite honest, but I do know that a lot of my industry will leave this state, and that'll be a lot of dollars leaving the state if it gets much worse.
But for now, reptile keepers hold on to the hope they can let their pets live out their days. Marlo Starling, WUFT News.